بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي شريح خويلد بن عمرو الخزاعي رضي الله عنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليكرم ضيفه جائزته. قالوا: وما جائزته يا رسول الله؟ قال: يومه وليلته، والضيافة 3 أيام، فما كان وراء ذلك فهو صدقة عليه. متفق عليه. وفي رواية لمسلم: لا يحل لمسلم أن يقيم عند أخيه حتى يؤثمه. قالوا: يا رسول الله، وكيف يؤثمه؟ قال: يقيم عنده ولا شيء له يقريه به. This hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Shurayh Khuwaylid bin Amr al-Khuza'i radiyallahu anhu says, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, whoever believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the last day, that is the day of Qiyamah, then he should honor the right of his guests. Now we did this hadith yesterday, but this particular hadith today, there is an extra word that has been mentioned, the word ja'izatahu. Sahaba asked, وَمَا ja'izatahu? What is ja'iza? Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, you have mentioned, مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيُكْرِمْ ضَيْفَهُ جَائِزَتَهُ. That whoever believes in Allah and the last day, he should honor his guest, his ja'iza. What is ja'iza? Rasulullah replied, one day and one night. And hospitality is for 3 days. Whatever goes beyond that, then there will be charity upon the person. Another narration it is mentioned, it is not permissible for any Muslim to stay by his brother as a guest until he puts the brother into sin. Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, how does this make him sin? Rasulullah explained that he stays by him for such a long period that then he does not have anything to honor him with and to take care of him. Now we understand 2 things from this hadith. The word ja'izah, Rasulullah said, يَوْمُهُ وَلَيْلَتُهُ, one day and one night. In other words, ulama have explained that 3 days are the number of days where a person can stay by his host, and the host is expected to take care of his guest for this period of time, 3 days. And the first day, according to many of the commentators, the first day is known as ja'izah, meaning he should go all out in honoring and looking after and taking care of his guest. He should feed him well, make sure he's got proper place to sleep, to rest, and everything is found for him. Like how a person comes, so we prepare extra meals on that day. Perhaps we give him some dessert and we make sure that it's a nice lavish meal that he had. So that's the first day. But the second and third day, the normal food what the person eats, that is what he should present to the guests. So the first day you go a bit extra and you take extra care for your guest. You are the host, so he's coming to your place. So more than the normal routine, you spend a little bit more and you make sure that he's comfortable. And the second 2 days is what the normal pattern is in your house. Whatever you eat, whatever you have, that is what you will offer him. Now beyond that now, the guest should not prolong his stay there. Unless you insist and you want him to stay there and you've got proper facilities, he's not going to make it difficult upon you, especially for the women folk, because of hijab, parda, they cannot come out of the rooms, they can't be free in their homes. That should not happen. But if you've got adequate facilities, then you as the host, this is your very special guest, you wish him to stay longer, and there's no problem for you in entertaining him, that's not a problem. But here, Rasulullah is showing the guests also, do not take advantage of the situation. Yes, you're a guest, you require some assistance, some hospitality. So you can stay there for 3 days. The first day, your host will go all out. Second 2 days, the normal routine. Beyond that now, that will be sadaqah. That will be charity for the guest that he is giving to you. In other words, it is out of his kindness that he is doing this to you, for you, and he'll be greatly rewarded for this. The host, the guest should not take advantage. Rasulullah said, don't put the host into sin. And the sahab asked, how will the guest put the host into sin? So then Rasulullah says that the guest stays for so long that now the host does not have any much food to present to him. He doesn't have sufficient food now. So now, when you're not able to feed a guest, it is as though now you're getting sin. Therefore, Rasulullah said, before this happens, then the guest should now embark on his journey and continue. There was a story of a person who came, and the host, he was a guest of the person, and the host went all out, and every day preparing so much of chicken, and so much of, you know, food, and lavish meals, and now it's more than 3 days, 1 week gone by, 2 weeks gone by. Obviously, the host is put under stress, difficulty, the family can't keep on cooking so much, and it's difficult for them to live the normal routine. So then the host goes to the guest, and begins to cry. So the host asks him, why are you crying? He's saying, Hazrat, I know you'll never come back to my place. He said, what do you mean I'll never come back? MashaAllah, you're entertaining me so well. Everything is found for me. He said, no, the problem is you're not leaving my house to come back again. You have just sat here, as though you have camped here, you have not even made any intention to leave, so how are you going to come back again? So Shariat is so balanced. It shows us, if you're the host, the first day you go all out, extra care you take, second 2 days your normal routine, and after that, you'll be rewarded it's your own kindness, if you have the adequate facilities for it, and again, the guest should not take advantage of the host. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, hidayah, to make amal, wa akhiru da'wan, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah.